Como bien ha dicho Íñigo, yo soy director titular de la Orquesta Sinfónica del Valle.
As Íñigo has said, I'm the conductor of the Orquesta del Valle, which is an artistic process and a business project which began with a very clear social aim. The orchestra began 25 years ago within the Association of Opera Lovers of Sabadell. Eventually, it became a business and the employees became owners and shareholders of the orchestra. And I think that this unique characteristic, it's pretty unique, I think, at least to Spain, has made a huge difference on the personality, the DNA that Íñigo was talking about, the DNA of our orchestra. And I'm really very grateful because together with them, I've been growing and learning, and there are aspects of what we do and where we're going and what our mission is that I probably would have never considered without the help of this great team of people. I really believe that, I'm sure that there's a lot of orchestra musicians who are full of projects and creativity, which perhaps we don't get to use enough in our orchestras. And having examples like the Symphony Orchestra del Vallès, which does it every day, shows what can be done and what can be achieved. In fact, the strategic plan that was designed and implemented in 2009, one of the goals was to turn the Symphony Orchestra of El Vallès into a community of musicians who use music to express their social commitment, who feel that music is an instrument for social cohesion. I think that's important. As I was saying earlier, I think we are a lot more than just our concerts and our performances, and that the secret for our future and our success lies in returning to society, paying back to society. And now let me just explain four types of projects where the Orquesta del Vallès has taken part. One of them is the Eureka project, which it takes place in prisons. It's a project partnership with the Regional Ministry of Justice and the Caixa Sabadell, which is now UNIM after the latest merger. And the aim of the project is communication, integration, cooperation, teamwork, effort. Values which we assume musicians and orchestra personnel have in abundance. And that's why I will emphasize during my presentation that the values that we communicate are extremely important. In this case, we're talking about prison inmates, people who have lost their freedom, unfortunately, but for whom these values will be very important in order to rejoin society. Music can also, in many cases, help them. We had another group in partnership with Bancaja, inmates between 18 and 21 with music skills and the great interest in music. And as Anna pointed out, also the taking advantage of the coexistence of different ethnic groups, nationalities, religions, because I think another value we can offer from our orchestras is the way we are able to learn to live and respect diversity within the orchestra. And so taking advantage of their interest in musical styles like flamenco or hip hop to find a way to communicate with them and to help them connect and interact with the musicians in the orchestra. And by the way, this took us to the point that they wanted to continue to play after the sessions they had with the musicians from our orchestra, but they had no instruments. And so the orchestra made an effort to donate a trombone and a trumpet so these people could continue to enjoy playing a musical instrument within the walls of the prison. And they actually recorded a song which they dedicated to us and gave us as a gift for our 25th anniversary. So we are able to communicate values. There's also reciprocity, because we talk a lot about what we can offer, but I'm also very interested in what we can learn and get from these experiences. And there's a lot of emotional fulfillment. It's important to feel that you're useful beyond performing in concerts. I'm sure we make a lot of people happy for a short period of time when we perform, but individually, as a musician, and once again, I'm sure you've attended concerts by different orchestras, and you always think that the applause is for the soloist or the conductor, and we don't feel that we get enough recognition as part of the group or the orchestra. And with these types of projects, individual creativity and emotional involvement is really very significant. Another project we're embarked in is a project for children. One of these projects is a part of a project by La Caixa. This year, for the third year running, we will be working on a Messiah for children. We work with 200 children, with schools in difficult areas, and there are some really tragic cases. Those of us who are fortunate to have solid families who experience these stories, if through music we can somehow improve their lives and also convey some values that they can use in the future, it is really very fulfilling. The process continues. The concert will be in December. The last public performance will be at the Palau, which obviously, what percentage of children or families usually attend the concert at the Palau? Very low, maybe 1% or less. And to see these kids, after this whole process, enjoying the performances and communicating that enjoyment, because I personally enjoyed it a great deal. I mean, with a great choir, I'll enjoy conducting Handel's Hallelujah, but the pleasure of conducting 200 children in the Palau is really indescribable. And in this process, they, going back to what Anna was saying, the point is to promote their creativity and help them join decisions. They work, led by the musicians from the symphony orchestra, to create their own music which they will also perform. So the bond that is established with a particular work like the Messiah is very significant. And it's important because we're speaking, in these schools also, there are different ethnic groups, different minorities, and it's really fascinating to find these kids who were dying to come to the concert and then their families wouldn't allow it, which is terrible. And when you experience these things, a lot of other things no longer seem so important. And if we can just contribute, making their lives a little easier, I think it's really worthwhile. And speaking about reciprocity, I can give you the example of a musician who took part in the project, who months later felt the need to stay in touch with these children. And so he went to visit them in the school, and he found that they had drawings and gifts waiting for him because they really remembered this experience as crucial in their lives. And I think this really makes us feel that it is at least worthwhile exploring these projects, which are really our flagship projects. Then we have other more purely educational projects which don't have as much of a social side, like preschool children who attend our rehearsals. And another important thing for us is proximity. We want them to feel that we are local, that we are part of the community. It's really important for us to feel close to our audience, but also to children and everybody who stops by. The children, of course, have personal contact with the musicians and their instruments, but they sit right behind me when I'm conducting. And instead of being bothered which, because they may make a noise or something. It's actually really motivating, and I really love having these kids sit there for 20 minutes, and some of them, in their way, because they're very small children, enjoying this experience. The two projects that we have with youth, we have the Youth Orchestra for musicians in the region. Of course, there are many other projects of this type all over Spain. But another, perhaps more unique, is the chamber season with the participation of students from the local music schools. The idea for the concert is to have a first half with chamber ensembles from these schools, led by one of the soloists or musicians from our symphony orchestra. And in the second half, we put on a performance of their own chamber music with the same conductor or soloist. Another important project for us, because it's important to train these young people and share these values that will be crucial for society. But of course, we do have an elderly population too, which is growing.
Sometimes it feels like we're overlooking this aging population. So it's a very important project for us to devote some attention to them. We have a pilot experience along with La Caixa Bank, so for off-season concerts and actions before the concert, with senior people trying to explain the concert before it takes place, and also inviting them, urging them to attend, because many of these people are very lonely, and we believe we could be a good companion for them at that stage. That's one of our pilot projects. Our aim is working or doing this every season and associate our work to a social project, children or elderly or less fortunate minorities. Another area in which we have actively participated is the cooperation with foundations. This season, we have taken our first baby steps, two joint actions, one with the food bank. Our first season concert gathered 160 kilograms of staple foods. It was performed in the music palace, and all attendants could make a contribution and at the same time get acquainted with the social tasks of the food bank. We've also worked jointly with Caritas, putting down information and encouraging people to come and learn about the work done by these foundations before our concerts. And, well, lots of interesting thoughts have been expressed here. I'm sure we will all benefit from these lively debates. There have been a few years during which we have grown widely in infrastructures and in orchestras, and I believe we have reached a very high level of quality. I wouldn't want to mention the word crisis because we're all sick of it, but I know we're going through difficult times, we must admit that, and somebody might think that we're expendable, and that is would be a huge mistake. These are obviously the times for moving ahead and for proving that we have a lot to offer. Not only in terms of personal growth and training, but also in terms of values. I believe we have plenty of values to contribute to society, and I know that if we're sitting here, it is because we share a passion for that, for finding that common space in which we are a must for society. Well, as David said a while ago, we don't deal with problems, we deal with challenges, and musicians will have to adapt to these new times. In our orchestra, we're training new people so that they can work with this project along with the local bank. This year, it's made up mostly by our musicians with a small presence of Mark Weathers. But for 3 years, these musicians that have shown so much interest in the project have been training themselves to adopt increasingly wider tasks. Well, this was not part of training when I was a student, but times change and we need to change at the same pace. So we have several challenges ahead of us, but I'm sure we can pick them up wisely. And that's it. Thank you very much.